Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Exploits Discovery, trade on the CSE under the symbol NFLD and on the OTCQX under the symbol NFLDF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Jeff Swinoga. To catch everybody up to speed on Exploits, the company is focused in Newfoundland. Company has the largest land package in Newfoundland with a handful of properties spread out mostly along the eastern side of Newfoundland, right around a lot of the other well-known exploration companies in that area. Jeff, I want to focus on the 2022 exploration plans because it's actually been a number of months since I had you last on the show. News just hit the market on May 17th, outlining these exploration plans. Sounds like this year's focus is really going to be around the Appleton Fault. Three key target areas that are outlined in that news release are Dog Bay North, Dog Bay Central, and the Titan Claim Group. You also have a couple of different names for these projects and targets. Take us through the focus now, this year, around the Appleton Fault and on these individual targets, please.
Well, first off, thanks again, Corey and Shad for having me on the line here. You know, it's always a pleasure talking to you guys, and you guys are so well informed, so it's great. So I'm very excited about our new programs this year for 2022. We've got a number of things that are just coming together. Like maybe we'll first start off with we hired our new VP of Exploration, Ken Tiley. Tremendous individual, you know, 35 plus years experience working at mid-tier and large companies, and he's going to be leading our team. So he joined about a month ago. I got to say, I posted on LinkedIn and he got like 17,000 views. So really well-known individual, a lot of accolades from other peer geologists. So extremely happy to have him on the team. We've also built up our team locally as well. We've also got one other key individual that will be joining us in a couple of weeks. So the team is largely complete now, so extremely pleased about that, and perfect timing for our exploration programs this year. Maybe I'll talk about the three key targets and the fourth target that we're excited about. You know, so as you mentioned, in the Dog Bay area, we've got Appleton North, we've got Deuter, and we've got Titan South. And we've also got to the east, we've also got Titan. We call it Titan proper, which has some historic drill holes, and that's also probably our fourth target. We've got some other targets that we're looking at, but too early to kind of talk about them publicly right now. But yeah, in terms of some of the programs we're doing, you know, we're doing an extensive soil program. It's a high definition survey. It's going to cover 18 kilometers along the Appleton North area in a corridor. We're going to get about 11,000 samples. We're already into that program, so we've already got a number of samples back. I think we're over 1,000 for sure, and they're going off for assays. The assay turnaround for us is going to be much better than last year. I mean, as you remember, the local lab was just inundated, right? Part of this whole gold rush. The turnaround times were like 4 months to sometimes 8 months. So now with our new provider, we're actually a new lab. We're going to be getting hopefully turn around in about 6 weeks to 8 weeks. So really happy about that. So yeah, so news will be coming out on the soils. We're also doing called an alpha IP or induced polarization survey around this new area, a target area called Titan proper. And it's got some historic drill holes in there. And some of these holes aren't too bad, like 6 meters at 5 gram and 12 meters at 1.7 grams. So it's going to be, we're going to get that survey back in a couple of weeks. And then after that, well, we'll think about also get the soils back and then the IP, and then we'll have to think about some drilling decisions as to where we start first. And we're also doing some more VTEM, just filling in some of the gaps that we had last year and also flying over Titan proper. So we're going to get that back and kind of stitch it together with the VTEM that we got back, the big, you know, 20,000 line kilometers we did last year. So all very good. I guess another thing I want to mention is the first couple months of this year, we went through a, kind of a deep dive into what we drilled last year in terms of our targets, and it did almost like a complete assessment as to where our program is. And we've created like it's a 200 slide document called our founding document, Exploration 2.0, where we're looking at 10 plus items of criteria for each of our targets, part of our whole systematic approach to how we want to, with this large land position, as you mentioned, Corey. So whenever you have a large land position, you got to make sure you have a great founding systematic approach to how to tackle all the areas, how you prioritize, how you triage. So I'm very proud of this document, and probably coming out more and talking more about it to investors in the next couple months.
I realize this year's program is a little bit of a shift from last year's program, now with a focus a bit more on the Appleton Fault. One thing to note is that you came into the company, it was kind of mid to late last year. So the last year's program was started and undertaken kind of before you were in the picture. What is the big change that's happened using some of the results from last year's program now to guide this year or refocus this year's program?
Yeah, and thanks, Corey. That's a great question, because when joining in September, we looked at, we were drilling at the time and had our five targets and was very excited about each of the targets as they're coming through. And each of them had their own merits. They had some good grab samples on surface, quartz outcropping. And as we looked at our, and we used a lot of that information from the drilling and included that into this new Exploration 2.0 program. So it's been extremely valuable for us. And having said that, we looked at where our best chances and the highest probability, and with this structured matrixy approach, it really just kind of drew us back to the Appleton Fault, where, you know, Newfound Gold found Keats, Lotto, and Lab has a big vein. And so when you look at the rock types that we have up there, we also have claims where the Ballantine Fault is cross-sectioning the Appleton Fault. So when you think about the amount of pressure and orogenic flow that happened on those areas in the secondary and tertiary structures, it's a tremendous opportunity for us. So this is why I guess the new founding document, I like to call it, really pointed us in the right direction, I think, to focus on the Appleton. And so we're not ignoring the southern properties. We'll still be doing some work on some of the southern properties. But when we look at where we targeted our programs and where the most prospective areas are, it's along this Appleton Fault in the Dog Bay area. So yeah, so I think that's been a fun mental shift where we're exploring, and we're very happy. And this is why all these programs are just targeting to improve the confidence and the comfort level. So when we get those drills turning again, we're going to maximize our opportunities to have a gold discovery. And actually, one thing I'll mention too is that we've been very cautious on our cash as well. So we're still well funded, about $13 million. So we're very happy about that, and we can definitely support a drilling program this year. And have excess money available at year end.
Well, Jeff, it's an exciting time for the company to be focused on this Appleton Fault, because to your point, that's where a lot of the action in Newfoundland has been, whether it's Keats or Big Vein. And I like the idea that where this fault, the Appleton Fault, crosses the Valentine Fault, there could be some pretty exciting targets there. So I know it's still earlier on in some of these electromagnetic surveys you're doing and some of the soil sampling, but when you do get onto the ground and start drilling, do you have a rough idea of how big the drill program would be, how many meters you'd want to drill, how many holes you'd be putting into these three primary targets?
Yeah, I get that question quite often. And the answer is that I envision it being something similar to last year. Last year, we drilled over 13,000 meters. So hopefully you don't hold that to us, but really the science is going to drive us as to how much we drill. I would be more than excited to say, you know, we found something and we got to get a second, third drill on a property, right, or one of our targets. So we're going to, with the faster turnaround with our assays, it's hard to drill when you're getting assays back, you know, 4 or 5 months later, right? So with this new process we put in place with the turnaround time, hopefully, you know, about 6 weeks or so, we could have a drill turning on one target, getting results back from the previous target, you know, whether we move the drill back to the old target or to another area. It's going to be very fluid. And it's going to be pretty exciting. So I'm looking forward to getting the drill back on these targets.
So, Jeff, we've heard a lot about the Appleton Fault because, as you outlined, Newfound Gold, also Labrador Gold, they've been drilling around that Appleton Fault and hitting some very high-grade results. What about this Valentine Lake Fault? We haven't heard much about this. This is some new information, at least to me. And you do have Titan South that is right where the Appleton Fault and Valentine Fault intersect, as well as this new Titan prospect that is a little bit east along this Valentine Lake Fault. What more information can you give us in terms of Valentine Lake Fault and other maybe deposits, other discoveries that have happened on that fault?
That's what gets us pretty excited, because our new field crew is basically doing a lot of traversing, a lot of field work. They're finding quartz. And so we're slowly putting the pieces together. And whenever you have two major faults come together, a lot of times with these orogenic flows, there's too much pressure, right, to the gold to actually precipitate out into some of the cracks in these major faults. But what I will say is that we're excited about the whole area, because the tumultuous nature of when you have two major faults coming together. If you look at some of the major gold discoveries in Australia, this is where a lot of David Grote's research has been, and you make the analogy to some of the major faults we have in the province, this really just kind of opens up a lot of areas that have become a more interest. But again, we're doing the homework. We're doing the stuff, we're doing the field work on the ground. We're making sure that the soils, we do some trenching after that for sure. And it's going to be exciting. I look back at the last sort of 5 months of all the work that the team has been doing, and then now applying it and executing it in a very thoughtful, systematic manner. And with the new team members we have that are passionate, inspired, and happy to be out in the field. It's going to be. I just say watch your story as we start coming out with some of our assay results in our soils and the IP study. And some of the VTEM work, hopefully people see the pieces come together that will lead us to hopefully a gold discovery.
Well, Jeff, I guess just to bring us home and encapsulate everything for everybody listening, you've got the new team in place with all the experience they bring to the table. You've got this new focus on the exploration 2.0, which you believe is going to definitely deliver on the accuracy and the drill hit rate and understanding the deposit. You've got these three primary targets that you're going after and all of this work going on the ground. How do you want people to think of the company Exploits Discovery? What is the key news? What is the key catalyst for the balance of the year that you really want investors focused on?
I think the key takeaway for us is that we are a very focused company with a large land package all around Newfound Gold in the Exploits subzone area. That's why we're called Exploits. To have a systematic is really what we're focused on with this founding document, but also focus. Our whole team is definitely focused on looking for our first gold discovery. And hopefully we can replicate that in two and three with some of the, with this founding document we have. So I think, you know, I would, you know, if I was an investor, I'd stay close to the story. Well, of course, we'll have our social media posts, but our news releases will be, talking about the new programs we have, the results of new programs. They'll see the logical flow of where we want to drill first, why we want to drill first, where's going to be the second target. And with the assays coming back sooner, it'll be much better than the last year where, you know, we were waiting for assays for a number of months. So here, I think we've resolved a lot of the things that, you know, I guess investors' minds kind of maybe thought about, you know, why are we getting results back faster? So I think we've done a great job of bringing on great people, focused on these new programs, focused on getting results back faster, and then having a very very systematic approach to how we want to have our program going this year and probably next year. And we're well funded too. So yeah, things are all looking good.
Well, Jeff, we'll keep following along as well. So we'll keep reaching out on the back end news, bringing you on the show to further outline the exploration progress. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Exploits Discovery, so I'm following along for personal reasons as well. Jeff, I do appreciate this update. We'll post a link to the news section on the Exploits website so you all can read over that recent news, and feel free to send us any questions you have for Jeff through email. That's fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Jeff, thanks for the update, and please keep us up to date on future news.